less is more. Once you know your audience, you're delivering less, then you need a measure. And the better you can get at that, the more you will get out of order taking and more you'll be moving into the strategic part of communications and showing your value.
Hello and welcome to Masters of Comms, the podcast for transformative communication techniques straight from the pros. I'm Lamar Williams, host of Masters of Comms, as well as head of partnerships at Sociable. Today, we're tackling a huge change in internal communications. How do you engage, align, and drive change across a workforce that is not centralized? Think about it. Franchisees aren't employees, they're business owners. Frontline workers are constantly on the move. Corporate teams have a big picture vision, but getting everyone on board, that's a whole different challenge. That's why I'm so excited about today's guest. I'm joined by Stacy Barrett, Director of Internal Communications at Domino's. For nearly two decades, she's been at the forefront of transforming how Domino's communicates across franchisees, frontline employees, and corporate teams. Today, she's sharing her biggest lessons, real-life strategies, and practical takeaways that internal comms professionals can apply right away to better engage their teams, whether they're corporate, frontline, or independent franchisees. Let's dive right in. Hi, Stacy, and welcome to Masters of Comms.
It's great to be here.
Great to have you. And before we jump in, maybe you can introduce yourself and tell us what drew you to internal communications.
I started my career off in the world of marketing, communicating business to business. And the funny thing is that I had the opportunity to move over to the internal communication side because I'm passionate about storytelling and connecting people to brands. And some of the same best practices that we use on the wonderful world of marketing, we can use when we're talking to and communicating with our teams. We want to make sure people understand the why. And that's the biggest part, understanding the why. And I love diving back into that and helping people connect to the purpose behind what we're doing as a brand.
Can you tell us a little bit about who Domino's is for those who actually may not even know who Domino's is?
Well, if you don't know Domino's, we make pizza and a lot of other delicious sides with over 21,000 stores around the globe. We are a large franchised organization. And not only do we make delicious food, but we also do a lot making really cool technology to help make it easier for customers to order and for people in the store to do their jobs.
You've been with Domino's for nearly 18 years, which means you've seen internal comms evolve quite a bit, I would say. What is one of the biggest shifts you've seen, especially in engaging franchisees and frontline teams?
The biggest thing that I could see is when I started with the organization, we were just sharing the directives of what needed to be done. And I think over time, we have definitely evolved with the way that we not only communicate, but also listen to the different audiences that we serve. We've got great insights coming from throughout the brand. Many people who join the brand stay for a long time. And we're also evolving as a brand really quickly. We've changed tremendously over time. While before we were making pizza, now people are setting up servers and having to understand all of this technology. The business has grown more complex. Our franchisees have become more sophisticated along the way as a part of that. And our communication is much more complex, but much more collaborative.
Huh. Yeah, that sounds that there has been quite an evolution. But unlike corporate employees, franchisees, and I would say their frontline teams don't have the same structure. So how do you approach internal communications differently for them compared to corporate teams? And what are the biggest roadblocks in getting them to engage?
Because we are a franchise organization, we're actually doing the wonderful world of business to business a little bit because we're asking oftentimes, there are some things that are part of our franchise agreement that are requirements, but other times we have to persuade and provide people with the information that they need so that they can make the best decisions for their business. A lot of it is education, information that they can make the right decision and they feel good about making that decision because it's going to drive the business and drive their sales.
That's fantastic. So education, information always empowers people, I believe. So, but with all of that in mind, all those challenges, what's a common mistake, I would say, in internal communications that you see over and over again? And what's the best way, particularly, to avoid it, if you could?
I think no matter what industry you're in or who you're communicating to, the world is changing so quickly and becoming complex. You're probably dealing with an overload of information. You're feeling it on what you're receiving, and you're likely sending out too much information if you are a communicator. It is very easy to just pass along the message. If we don't focus on what matters to our audience and do the work of being the editor to present the most important things, we're not going to be successful. You know what's going to drive your business and what is going to be impactful and interesting to your audience, and making sure those things are the things that you're sending out and pushing out and using in your most important channels. And then you should also validate that with measurement. If you are measuring also, you need to make sure that you're not just sending it out and pressing the measurement button, but also taking a look at that data and sharing that data. It will also help you with the challenge of we're sending out too much information. If you can show the data about who's reading content or who's not reading content, it will help your communications evolve and show that you are a strategic communication partner, not just someone who's pushing information out.
You talked about the many challenges, but I'm wondering, does executive buy-in play a role with the strategy that you build or put in place?
Absolutely. If you are someone who is struggling in being an order taker and getting all this information in, you don't have executive buy-in, and you haven't thought about and shared what your strategy in a way that's resonating with executives. That's why measurement is so important. Make sure that you're presenting your strategies, techniques, and results from your campaigns in a way that's going to resonate with your executive leaders, building those relationships with them, connecting with them, and sharing that information so that they can see that you're bringing more to the table than pressing send. You are there as a partner to help them get things done.
Fantastic. Let's take a little step further and talk about one of the biggest recipe transformations that Domino's has ever gone through. And that could be coined, I believe, the pizza turnaround. Some people are probably familiar with it from a marketing perspective, because I'm sure it's been in many case studies. But internally, I'm sure that there was a massive shift. Can you walk us through what this transformation was all about? And most importantly, what were the results?
Yes, I had the opportunity to be a part of this transformation. We were looking at our sales and we were looking at our data way back in 2009 and seeing that people didn't like the pizza then. It was a 2-year process where we looked at all of the ingredients and we came up with a better pizza. The trick there was that before we went to market with it, we had to sell it into the franchise business owners because they bought into a brand that they knew and loved with the original formula of the pizza. We had to not only go to them to talk about this new product with more ingredients, which costs money for the franchisees, but we also wanted to have a value price to share with consumers. We've changed the product. We're changing the price. We're changing the inputs. It was a big ask of the franchisees. And if they weren't behind it, it wouldn't be successful. We had the opportunity to go on a roadshow to travel around the country to make sure that the franchisees had an opportunity to experience this product and understand the why behind the product. That was a really powerful experience because we had the franchisees blind taste tests, the old and the new product, as a part of this event that was the lunch. So they bought into the why when you tasted it because it was such an improvement on the original product. And then we started talking about how we were going to go to market and sell it because we had a really controversial advertising campaign as well. We couldn't go back because we were going to say that the original product was no good. We had to make not only have this great product, but also the franchisees and their employees were going to have to make that product to spec perfectly every time so that we would wow the customer. That was an incredible way to tell that story in a really experiential way that really helped to create it. They met the advertising team, they saw it, they tasted it, and really understood the why and the financials behind the change.
I would love to understand, how did you get their buy-in? How did you measure their buy-in?
The first thing, and this is not very scientific, but it was incredibly powerful. We asked them in the room who likes which pizza. We didn't tell them which pizza was which. The whole room would raise their hand and love the new pizza. And we saw the enthusiasm and excitement coming out of that room. And the beautiful thing about our franchise community, you'll know right away whether they like it or what they don't. They tell us, they're honest, they're transparent, and they really share what they want. And they left the room with excitement. And this was such a big ask to leave the room with the energy that we saw. We knew we were going to be successful. And they aligned. They were ready to jump in, do the training in stores with their teams. And we saw it in the sales. We had record-breaking sales following that launch, a gigantic lift after being in decline because we went all in behind it. And everyone understood the why. That kickoff was the starting point and the keystone behind all the communication, but it was just a piece of it. We continued to layer on all levels of communication to follow that, to really reinforce that, to create excitement around any product launch, building up countdowns. And there's the executional portion of it that, of course, you need, but also reinforcing the why and celebrating the wins and celebrating great looking pizzas and showing the media. We got a lot of fun media clips out of this. We kept reinforcing that circle of energy and excitement and intrigue because people didn't know that the advertising campaign that our marketing team put together was so powerful that it really created a lot of buzz that we could then take and reinforce in our internal comm to create excitement around because people didn't know what was going to happen. And that really also helped to drive excitement and competitiveness spirit to deliver the best pizza possible in the stores.
They saw the value, they had trust in the product, and that's what really reinforced the future of this new impactful transformation that happens. It's great to hear that. Changing the actual product is a huge deal. It impacts franchisee, every store, every customer experience. Stacey, I have a quick follow-up question on that. What's the post-pizza turnaround internal comm strategy that you have put in place?
That's a great question. Post-pizza turnaround is a really exciting and interesting time at Domino's because it was an inflection point in our business. And we saw exponential growth and our business became more complex very quickly. And so we followed that with our internal comm. We gained more channels and got better at using those channels, particularly in using our intranet to not only share information, but have two-way conversations and get an understanding of the sentiment across business. We also really grew as an organization and grew our departments and teams. And so we built more relationships and had way more cross-functional, collaborative innovation that needed communication, not at the end, but throughout the entire process. And again, if you're thinking about strategy, showing your results, showing your measurement, you can get invited into that room so that you're there at the beginning of the table. My team grew to help support that. We were able to be a collaborative team member that was leading the communication strategy for each subsequent launch.
Fantastic. Once you've put all that in place, the strategies in place, how did you measure and demonstrate the impact of your internal comms efforts to everyone?
The results of the campaign itself proved powerful. We have a lot of measurements and tools behind everything that we do so we can see if customers are happy and they like the product and we're delivering the product. This was such a organization-wide initiative that the measurement of the overall campaign was all of these many, many pieces. Of course, we're measuring whether people are opening and sharing and using our communication tools. But we also, even in our within our intranet, we could look at the engagement of conversations. We had the ability to have back and forth conversations with all of the people who were touching this product and delivering it out to the stores. We could see the engagement levels. We knew people knew what the product was. They were excited about it. They were behind it. And we could use that to share the storytelling. Since that time, our measurements and tools have become more and more sophisticated. From there, it was really looking at the engagement of our system and the excitement behind it.
And I'm sure there are a lot of leaders that struggle with driving change in really their own organizations. From your experience at Domino's, what are the three key lessons that internal comms professionals can take away and really apply to their own teams?
It starts with making sure you understand your audience, what's resonating with them, what drives them, what language they speak, and not just their language of choice, but how are you delivering that message in a way that is going to resonate with them. And then your job is to know what's important to the business, know what's important to the audience, and edit all of the extra stuff out and deliver less messages, short messages, and important messages. We are all overloaded with content, news, everything. You're competing against all of that, even in your internal comm. Less is more. Once you know your audience, you're delivering less, then you need a measure. And the better you can get at that, the more you will get out of order taking and more you'll be moving into the strategic part of communications and showing your value. You'll measure and then you'll use that data to review and refine your messages. And then you just keep repeating that process. Your audience is going to evolve. Your business is going to evolve and you're going to continue to measure.
Sounds like a template for success right there. Know your audience. Edit your messages to get them down to the key important messages that are out there. And then, of course, measure everything so that you can repeat, rinse and repeat, as they say. Is that correct?
That is right.
Well, Stacey, I have to say, this conversation has been really packed with so many actionable insights. I love how you really broke down the challenges of engaging franchisees and frontline teams. And it's so interesting to hear how Domino's internal comms played such really a pivotal role in such an important change within the company. And if I can go as far as to say the product's history. Before we wrap things up, I always end with a signature question that I ask everyone that has spoken on Masters of Comms. Could you share a book or film that has recently inspired you and why it had an impact on you?
Well, it's a great question. I love to watch movies and I love to read. A great book that I recently read is How the Word is Passed by Clint Smith. And what I loved about that book, it's a book about history. It's a book about the United States, but it's also a book about conversation and communication and the power of storytelling and how we need to connect with others. This was a really powerful book that talks about how the different narratives and how history changes depending on the narrative that you hear. And what I loved about what the author did, that he talked to someone with entirely different perspective and entirely different interpretations of history based on what they were taught. And it just shows the power of story and the power of communication, especially talking with someone who might believe something very different than what you believe. And it's probably something that would be very valuable for many people, particularly in our country right now, is having those conversations. And I took that to heart.
That's great. And it does play a role in, I would say, everyone's life around the world at this point. It's a really great recommendation for everyone to get out there and read this book, How the Word is Passed. I love hearing different perspectives. That's why I ask the questions. It can give some fresh ideas on how we approach communication. And, you know, Stacey, it's really been great speaking with you. And thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. It was great being here.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We hope really that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. And if you found this conversation valuable, make sure to follow us on LinkedIn and subscribe to Masters of Comms on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be back soon with more insights from top leaders in internal communications, just like Stacy here. See you soon.